You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
We are back from Giants camp on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, and we are joined by the man that every Giant fan is praying will be the next great franchise quarterback in the history of this franchise, and that is Jackson Dart. Jackson, great to meet you. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, absolutely. Appreciate you guys for taking the time.
I'm not going to beat around the bush. What week are you making your first NFL start?
Oh, coming out hot.
Going week 11, week 12, what are we thinking?
Hold on, sure. Jackson. Yeah. He's a Jet fan.
Is he?
Yeah. So you don't have to answer him.
But every Giant fan wants that answer because we're going to wait.
Should I even answer that question?
You shouldn't.
From a Jets fan?
I don't know.
You know, quite honestly, I'm coming out each and every day just trying to get better. There's a lot of things from as a rookie quarterback that you got to continue to learn and improve on each and every day. So, quite honestly, I'm just trying to stick to my daily habits, stick to my daily process, and be the best teammate, best supporter, encourager. Try to raise the standard of everybody around me and push everybody, you know, when we compete at the highest level. So we got a lot of great players here, a lot of great quarterbacks. It's been a pleasure to be in this room. And, you know, whenever that comes, you know, I just right now I'm trying to take it day by day.
Yeah, it's funny you say that because when you got drafted and it was all set what the quarterback room was going to look like,
yeah.
I think our conversation was, man, this might be the most interesting QB room in the NFL.
It is.
And
it's
Russ
unique.
And
yeah.
Jameis and obviously Tommy as well.
Yep.
How has that been? Just the dynamic, not the X's and O's of it, but just the relationship in there.
Yeah.
Because it's heavy.
Yeah, no doubt. I think it's been like really special to be in that quarterback room. Obviously, you know, when you come in as a rookie, you don't really know what to expect, especially when you have, you know, older guys who mm-hmm. have played and had a lot of success. So I try to come in with just having the mindset of just trying to learn. And I think that, you know, I have a unique opportunity to play with three guys really, but, you know, Jameis and Russ who have played,
right.
you know, long in
right.
this league and have won a championship. You know, Jameis at one point was leading the league in touchdowns. So, I just have a unique opportunity to learn from those guys, and it's been a pleasure to be in that room and those guys to coach me up each and every day. Like, you know, I go out and do my plays, and I'm able to come back, you know, behind me and talk to those guys, and they're
right.
able to go over everything with me. And I think that when I'm able to get on-field coaching from my coaches, but also get it from their lens too, like it's a special opportunity.
Does Shea Tierney have any air in that room? Can he
he's
talk
gotta
at all?
He talk. I mean, Shea talks about it all the time. Like he's got to come ready every single day because, you know, the guys in there are just so smart. I mean,
right.
Tommy knows the system better than anybody because he's played in the longest. But like. Each and every day, like, there's a lot of questions being asked, and just a lot of positive cooperation with guys asking, you know, why we do things, wanting to see it from their lens. And it's cool to see, you know, Russ and Jameis being able to play in different offenses and then come here and have an open mindset
right.
to things, and then at the same time be able to pick up coaching and make it translate to the field.
Right. Do you ever feel overwhelmed? Does it feel like a lot?
Initially, I felt like I was swimming a little bit just in the information because – it's different from college. You don't get as many reps. You don't have as much time, you know, practice-wise. So, you know, initially, yeah, I was swimming a little bit. But I feel like I've been able to slow things down,
right.
Especially these last, you know, several days. And I think that will just continue to happen the more reps and you know, time that I have in this offense.
So when I came out here a couple weeks ago, right when you guys were just starting, and I was just talking about – I hadn't met you yet, but I was talking to Paul Dottino about Dabes. And he was like, Dabes is all in his hip. Like, he's next to him the whole time. How has Dabes been with you? Because obviously we know what his reputation is with
right.
with up in Buffalo with Josh Allen and grooming young quarterbacks. How has he been with you?
Incredible. You know, his intensity of how he coaches everybody on the field is, you know, what I like to play for. Mm. My dad was like that. You
yeah.
know, my dad was the hardest
was he your coach
on me. Yeah. Growing
awesome.
Up. So I kind of compare it to that of just, you know, the intensity, the passion behind everything. And I think it's just special when you're able to have a coach who just really enjoys and wants to coach you each and every play, each and every series, situationally. And I think that I've just been blessed to be in this situation to be able to play
who
under him.
He?
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Acting the same way to you when there was that recruitment of, we may draft you, we're learning about you. I was curious, because Dabes feels like a hard ass. Is he that same hard ass during the whole we may or may not draft you phase of the relationship?
I mean, he wanted to see what I was about, so he definitely challenged me. You know, a lot of time, you know, I'm sure a lot of you have seen the clips of me in the meeting room, and that's just a small portion of it. But yeah, those are intense, you know, and he wants to see, you know, what kind of player you are, what kind of person you are, how you're able to overcome adversity and feel uncomfortable but still be able to make things work. So it's definitely been intense, but I think that when you can see that there's a relationship that comes from, you know, it's very genuine, then you're able to get through it.
Could you tell he liked you? Like one of those kind of dating things. Like, could you tell he's grilling you, he's learning about you, but boy, he likes you. They can't wait to pounce and draft you.
Nah, I had a feeling. Yeah. I had a feeling for a while.
When did you know? When did you, like, because nobody, I mean, we were speculating all the, you know, all the weeks leading up to it, but we had no idea.
Right.
It was my ideal draft, by the way, Abdul Carter and then Jackson Dart, just for the record. But when did you know that they were moving up and going to get you?
I had a feeling like a few weeks before, kind of when they came out for, you know, you know, my pro day and whatnot, but you never know.
Right.
You know, there's a lot of things that can happen. You know, there's a lot of teams trying to, you know, shuffle in the mix and make things happen as well. So you didn't know how things were going to exactly play out, but, you know, I was really hoping that it was going to be here.
Yeah. What was your expectation of New York? Just in general, being a football fan growing up, obviously playing college at a high level. You know who the Giants are. You know what their reputation is. You know some of the struggles we've been going through for the last decade or so.
Yeah.
But what was your what did you expect when you got drafted here?
I mean, I was just excited to play on the biggest stage. Like I said, when I was on my visit here, you know, they asked me, you know, what's your reason? Why would you want to play here? And I said, as a competitor, you want to play on the biggest stages in front of the best and most passionate fans in front of the biggest city. I mean, I go to bed every night and I can see the city. So there's a lot of things that just get me excited about this place. And yeah, there's been some roller coasters in this organization the past few years, but I think there's a ton of optimism and there's a lot of hope, especially with the young talent and the veteran leadership that we have going into this season. So, you know, my idea is I didn't really know what to expect, but I just wanted to play on the biggest stage.
You're a Utah kid, first round pick, New York City. Evan's team, the Jets, has lived this with Zach Wilson. Have you spoke to Zach at all about that transition and kind of living that life and coming to New York?
Yeah, so my pops and Zach's dad played at Utah together in college. So we had that relationship, and then I transferred to the high school that he played at for my senior year.
Did you beat all his records?
Yeah, I beat him. Zach's a great player, but I beat him. No, but, you know, I was able to kind of see Zach's experience, and he was great with me just, like, opening up on the things that that he learned from. And, you know, I think for me, I also had the special chance to play in L.A. at a high school. Then I was able to go play in the best conference in the SEC in college. So I just feel like it's just been stepping stones.
Well, it's funny. The first thing I said to you is, when are you going to play? I remember not arguing, but talking with Tiki 2 weeks ago, how learning from Zach Wilson, I wouldn't play you this year. I think it would be such a great experience to learn from Jameis Winston, from Russell Wilson. And sometimes young quarterbacks get rushed. Zach Wilson was rushed.
Right.
Do you think, sitting for a year, as frustrating as that may be, do you think that could benefit you long-term, just not actually playing in your rookie season and learning from these guys?
Look, like I said, I think I have a special opportunity to be in the room with those guys and just continue to learn from them and take their wisdom and their coaching, you know, from a coaching standpoint to the players that are around me. I've never sat, you know, even when I was in high school, like I started as a freshman. So it's going to be different, you know, initially just going into it, but you know, what I care about is winning. You know, I don't care what role you're in. If you're the starter, if you're the backup, if you're the third string, if you're a P squad, if you're losing, it ain't fun. Mm-hmm. So I think that for me, I'm trying to be the best teammate, like I said earlier, be an encourager, compete with everybody, and, you know, try to keep an open mind to, you know, just trying to learn and be process-driven each and every day.
Are we still using the clap snap count?
No.
It's gone?
It's gone. You can't do that.
No clapping. No clapping.
Now, I don't know if these guys know, but I was doing research on you when they were looking to draft you, and I was intrigued by your third base skills. Yeah. Baseball player here, Jackson. Are you aware of this?
Yes, sir.
So, what happened? Like, did you just give it up for football? Take me through your baseball career and how damn good you were.
I'm confident in the player that I was in baseball, and I got way more attention early on for baseball, but football was always my favorite.
Okay.
You know, I had some opportunities coming out of high school to go play some, you know, big-time ball in baseball, but, you know, I was just really hoping that things were going to pan out my senior year, and I was able to ride with football and get a few more opportunities. But, you know, when you go into Yankee Stadium and you watch a game, it definitely makes you miss it a little
so
bit.
So you are a Yankee. You're going to be here for a while.
Yeah.
You're going to be a Yankee fan or a Met fan?
I've been a Yankee fan since I came out of the womb.
Really?
Are you frustrated, Brian Cashman, at the deadline?
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't do that.
I told you he was a Jet fan. He's also a Met fan.
He's trolling, huh?
No. Well, good luck, man. Best of luck this season. We do appreciate you coming on. And Giant fans are excited to see you. They're counting down the days until they get to see their franchise quarterback.
Let me ask you this one more time. You've met them because they've been here. I saw Phil a couple of days ago. Eli's obviously always around here. They're Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Yeah. When you think about what the history of quarterbacks are and with the New York Giants, where do you vision yourself in that pantheon? Can you see yourself climbing there? Are you envisioning that at some point?
Oh, absolutely. You know, my goal was never just to get here. I want to be the best, and I want to play at the highest level and succeed and win the biggest games. So, you know, first thing, I think it's incredibly special when you see, you know, Super Bowl winning quarterbacks who hang out around the facility even after they retire as much as they do. So it's been great to interact with those guys, and they've been open to, you know, questions and advice. So it's definitely a special, you know, place to be when you see that around here.
Good.
Thank you, Jackson. We appreciate it, man.
Like yourself, too. Everybody's around here.
Thank you.
It's fun.
Jackson Dart, quarterback, New York Football Giants. We've got more coming up here from Giant Training Camp.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.